Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Welcome, everybody. It's Tarot Tuesday. On Rated G Radio, we'll have Tarot Jeff on the line in just a second. I want to give you a quick roadmap for the rest of the week, though. So if you are listening now as a first-time listener, maybe you'll tune back in tomorrow night. And for everybody else who knows the routine, we just want to make sure you come back. Wednesday night, tomorrow night, we're going to have Kathy Porter. She is an author, and she's going to be sharing her science fiction novel, Earth's Ultimate Conflict. I spent a good portion of today reading through it, and I'm on the edge of my seat because I can't figure out what the big secret's going to be yet, but it's really cool. Thursday, the 16th, we've got Dr. Shannon Connor. She's going to be coming on to talk about flu prevention and wellness this holiday season and things that you can do to easily help avert some health crises. And then Friday, we've got the musical duo Siren coming on the line at a very special start time at 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time with Adara and Dan. And it's actually a husband and daughter. It's a father and daughter musical acoustic duo, and they've got a new EP out that is going up the charts, which is very, very cool. So excited to have them on. So before we get started and I bring Jeff on the line, for Tarot Tuesdays, we always read our little disclaimer for the night. So sit back and relax for just a quick second, and we'll get through this, and we'll have fun for the next hour for the programming here. So here we go. A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve ahead appears that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Tarot Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. This show tonight is for entertainment purposes only, so you must be over 18 years of age to call in. And finally, a tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. Whew. Now that we've got the legalese out of the way, Tarot Jeff, welcome back to the show. How are you tonight?
My friend Garrett Miller, how are you tonight? I'm doing well.
I am thrilled that it's Tuesday and I've got you here. We've got a bunch of folks that have called in already, so I know that we're going to have a fantastic show. I know that we tell everybody it's a five-minute reading, but it might be a generous 5 minutes tonight as we go through here. But, you know, we'll keep everybody on us so we get as many people on as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Sounds like good. Good times. So, hey, I hear I hear Eric the Mighty Chihuahua is under the weather.
Well, okay, so everybody who's listening, I've got five dogs. One of them is Eric the Mighty Chihuahua. He does have his own Facebook fan page, so if you want to go and like him there, that's really, really cool because he sends updates and he talks about animal rights causes and posts pictures of homeless animals that need help and that type of stuff. So anyhow, long story short, he needed to go in for some dental work, and I thought it was something else. It turned out that it was kind of a big darn deal, and he ended up having, I think, 8 major teeth removed today. And the vet has to go back in and take out 3 more, but they had him under the anesthetic for whatever the long enough period of time is. And they said, we need to bring him out of this. So he had a bunch of teeth removed and went and picked him up about 20 minutes before the show started. And he's resting comfortably on the couch, but he is zonked out.
Wow.
So he's had a day.
Wow. Well, we've pulled a card for Eric tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
So
what's
in
the cards for Eric?
Well, he'll when he replays the show tonight later on,
as he often does,
what we'll do is make sure he understands what's going on. If he has any questions, he's got my number. So, but
yep.
he got the major arcana, number 0, the Fool. Now we're not saying Eric's a fool. What we're saying is Eric's beginning a new phase of his personal journey. So this little surgery today, new phase of a personal journey for him. So sometimes that can be challenging, Eric, but really, kind of clears the deck and takes away some of the problems. You start at kind of ground zero, and you move forward from where you're at. So it's kind of a good thing what's going on today, but it is a major arcana, big thing, Eric. So if you got any questions about that, please give me a call, my friend.
I'll let them know. But, you know, in all seriousness with that, you know, having the teeth taken out and that type of stuff, he had some bacterial infections, and he had some abscesses and things like that, and the vet is like, this is going to give him a brand new lease on life, and he'll be, and Eric is always such a happy dog anyway. To have him be happier or more joyful or more engaged seems impossible, but she says, you know, once these infections and everything clear up, he's going to be like a brand new dog. So at age 7 for Chihuahua, I'm looking forward to having another puppy.
Yeah. It seems like when that card comes up, I mean, it's a big deal, and that's so for it to come up for Eric, good deal. So now, Garrett, I got a card for you too. You want to hear about
it? Okay, I love it. You betcha. I'd love
All right. You know, and again, I wish I'd been keeping track of the cards that I pulled for you, because you might have gotten this one once before. It's the Four of Wands. Fours are always about stability. The wands are always about your personal energy, your personal fire. But what it's representing is for you tonight, for this week really, is the hard work, the perseverance that you're putting into things, the structure that you're creating. Make sure you got all your legal stuff in line, because you got some big things going on. I know we talk about this periodically. Just make sure that you're on stable ground with everything. But the card indicates that absolutely you're on the right track here. You're putting your energy in a good way, making things stable for yourself and for your five pups too. So
okay.
that's your card tonight. Four of Wands.
Four of Wands. I think I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the replays and start making a list of the cards that you have pulled for me and to see how that's played out. But every week, the things that you're telling me just kind of resonate right as you're saying, "Here you go," mm-hmm. and it's, you know, and this is no secret. Jeff is a neighbor. Jeff is a friend. But I see Jeff, you know, once every couple of weeks in the alley as we're, you know, pulling our cars out and going in different directions. So we don't really get a chance to visit a whole lot. And hearing that from Jeff tonight is really kind of cool. We're going to get ready for your calls right here. Craig's going to be our first caller today. And just as a reminder, when I bring you on the line, it's a five-minute read. It's a generous 5 minutes, but it's 5 minutes.
Generous five.
A generous five.
Generous
and
five.
A generous five. And we'll always make sure to tell you that if you like the show tonight, like Jeff's Facebook fan page, you can click the link there. Also, if you'd like to schedule a private reading with Jeff after the show, he's got a Rated G Radio special. Normal rate is normally $120. He'll give you a full hour for $90, or radio-only special, meaning he doesn't do this for normal clients. If you'd like a 30-minute dip-your-toe-in-the-water opportunity to see how this all works, and Jeff does a variety of different practices or services, and he'll talk more about that. He'll do that 30-minute reading for you for $50. So think about that not only for yourself, but for friends and family who are, you know, approaching the holiday season. You know, do I need to give Aunt Martha another fruitcake this year? No, give her something she'd actually benefit from. So that's my little sales pitch for you. Okay, with that, welcome to the show, Craig. You are on with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hello, Craig.
Good evening, Hunter. Thank you. Good evening, Hunter. Thank you for taking my call. Pleasure to be
You're welcome. So what you got going on tonight?
Well, right now I'm having some challenges on my job right now, and I just want to know where the cards see me going with that job, where I'm staying, where I'm going.
Okay. Well, I'll give you the interesting news here is as the cards come up, you go 8, and then you go 4 and 4. So that's the numbers on the cards, Craig. And I'm going to go with numbers with you a little bit, because I think you're kind of I think you like the quantifying element of life. If it's not numbers, I think you like to quantify things. The very first card is the 8 of Swords. 8s tend to represent a good, solid situation, but they can also represent being stuck. And so what I always say with 8s is it's really a time to start making priorities for yourself. My sense is you've been making priorities for other people. You're kind of feeling stuck where you're at. It's not expanding the way you want it to go. This 8 of Swords card is really, really interesting, because the painting is literally 8 swords stuck in the ground. there's a woman standing with a blindfold on, and she's bound. And so right in the middle of the swords, she's just standing there, and so she can't see anything. She can't see any of the opportunities that are available to her. There's a castle in the background. There's a lake in the background. There's opportunities being missed by this person because they've grown comfortable in this stable situation. She can just stand here, and she's fine. But to take a move is going to be a risk because she can't see anything, and she's bound up. Her arms are bound behind her back. Now, that doesn't mean that this can't shift, that your job can't shift the situation you're in so that it does start to be better for you. But my sense of this right now, Craig, is that we're going to kind of see a splitting of ways. And the reason I say that is because your other two cards are fours. So half of eight is four. Four plus four is eight. It's easy to do the math on things like this, and it's easy to kind of read into this. And I try to avoid that easiness. But in your case, I think it's pretty clear. So your second card is the four of wands. Now, that happens to be the same card that Garrett got today. And it does talk about hard work. It does talk about perseverance. It does talk about law. It talks about your energy. How strong do you want to put? How much energy of yours do you want to put into your life? And so sometimes we have a job, and the job sort of takes care of us, and we get comfortable in that, and we want to stay comfortable. It may be time for you to start taking some risks. Now, here's the third card that you're going to get tonight, Craig, and it's the Four of Cups. So I always like the Three of Cups. The Three of Cups is one of my favorite cards. The Four of Cups is an interesting one, though, because it's a man sitting beneath the tree. He's looking at three cups and sort of wishing that he had a fourth. He's wishing that something was different about his life. And out of the clear blue sky, the picture on the card is a cloud with a hand coming out of it, handing a cup to this man who's just sort of pouting underneath the tree because he doesn't have everything that he wants. Now, cups is about your emotional life, the things that you feel, the things that you desire, your heart's desire. And so, Craig, what I'm really going to encourage you to do here is make that list of priorities. What would be your perfect job? What would be the thing that you truly, truly want to do? Get outside of the box. Get outside of the cubicle. Look outside of where you're. Raise your head up and say, what is possible? What can I possibly do with my life? Because, my friend, I think that my sense of it, and again, in a short reading, it's a little difficult to do this, to get the full sense of who you are. But my sense is you've got a lot of opportunities within you. You've got a lot of creative fire available to you to create your own life. You're thinking about this too much. Raise your head up. Stop. Get out of your brain a little bit. Ask yourself, what is my heart's desire? What does my career look like if I write the script, if I write the story? So do that. Make a list of priorities. Turn it into a little story if you want to. This is something you're going to get through fine no matter what happens. But I think you really need to ask yourself, what do I want? Okay?
Okay. So the cards really doesn't say what I'm saying or going.
Pardon me?
So the cards really doesn't address my current situation, whether I'm staying on the job or whether I should go, because I really want to leave and take the risk.
You do want to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the cards are indicating that you do. And I think that I think you need to follow your heart, Craig. I don't want to give anybody advice and say, yeah, blow that popsicle stand, right? But what I'm saying is, with these cards, I'm saying you're going to go from stability to not as stable, but still the two fours that are there, they indicate a stable transition as well. But you've got to put in the effort. You've got to put in the work, and really you got to ask yourself, what's your heart's desire, and then go for it. Really go for it, because this is a creative universe that we have around us. We are aspects of it. And we call it magic because we don't understand it. We don't have a scientific explanation for it. But, Craig, what do you want? Create that situation. You can do that. It happens all the time. I see it happen all the time. It happens in my case. It's happening in Garrett's case. all the time. We see this magic happening, what we call magic. But it's just creativity. It's just creative fire. And so go for it. Go for it. What do you want to be when you grow up? Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank
Greg,
you very much.
Thanks for your call. Keep us posted. Good luck to you, okay?
Certainly. Thank you.
And thanks, Craig. And our next call is going to – actually, this is from the chat room here, Tarot Jeff. And this is from Jules33. And Jules says, Jules says, I'm in the process of divorce. What does Jeff see around that? Thank you.
Okay. Process of divorce, we also call that the process of change. So, you know, I got to tell you, this Four of Wands is coming up. This is the third time the Four of Wands has come up in the night. But that's the center card, Jules. Here's your very first card, the Knight of Cups. Cups is all about your heart, all about your emotions. In a sense, it's about romance. But what we're doing, what we're seeing here with this Knight of Cups is we're seeing you taking your heart someplace else. So that divorce, it's a good thing for you. It's going to be here's what I say to everybody. Instead of breaking up, grow apart. You grow the direction you want to grow and allow somebody else to grow the direction they want to grow. And because that's really the thing. When we get married, as long as we both shall grow together, that's what I say when I do a wedding for people, when I do a marriage service for people. I don't say until death do us part. That's crazy talk. I say as long as you both shall grow together. Now, if you're not growing together, grow in a different way. And here you have the Knight of Cups, Jules. You're taking your heart someplace else. Good. If it wasn't being nurtured, if it wasn't being nourished, if the other person wasn't feeling that, it's good that you guys grow apart. But don't carry any bitterness. Don't be angry about things. Just let it go. Your second card tonight is that Four of Wands. Now, this is a good example of how this card can mean so many different things based on what the question is and who's involved in this. This Four of Wands is interesting for you because it does represent law and structure, and so you probably are doing some kind of legalese with the divorce. But what I'd really like to point out here is, again, this aspect of your personal hard work, your personal perseverance in creating your life. The wands are all about your energy, Jules, and what we want to do here is we want to lean you, keep you understanding that you're on the horse, you're carrying your heart someplace else, but you're carrying it to a place of stability, a place where that you're creating for yourself. You get to create it. Don't run into somebody else's arms. Don't look for a rescue. You're not some fairy princess that needs to be saved by the handsome prince. That doesn't work in the 21st century. It never really worked very well in the 20th, 19th, or 18th centuries either. But that was the way things were structured, so it seemed to have the appearance of working. You're a much brighter person than this, Jules. Take charge of your life, and I get the sense that that's exactly what you're doing. Now, your third card is interesting to me because it's the Hermit card. This is a major arcana. Major arcanas are the ones that we really want to pay very, very close attention to. The other one, these are the nouns and the verbs in the sentence. The Hermit card comes up, and it indicates solitary thoughts, solitary soul-searching, solitary questing for personal truth and ethics. It indicates solitary nature. Now, this doesn't mean that you're forever solitary, Jules. It means that for right now, the best thing for you to do is pull your energy back into yourself. Do your own soul-searching. Find out who you really are right now. Erase all of the tapes, everything that people have told you in the past. You're not that person. Move forward from where you are. Understand that you're a different person, and this is really, really important. This is probably the most important part of your process right now, is to find a little place where you can retreat. And I don't mean you have to climb a mountain or find a monastery or something like that. You need to just find a little place where you retreat, where you shut everything off, all the music, all the Facebook, all the TV, all of the friends, turn your phone off, sit quietly, and listen to your own internal voice. Who am I now? Who am I really? And don't be dismayed at what you might hear. Because if you've been living a life like a lot of people do, you've been living it based on other people's perceptions and expectations of you. And living by other people's expectations, that's no fun at all, Jules. And so I think that you're really about to kind of blossom into who you really are. Once you figure this out, once you get to this baseline, wonderful things start to happen because you're not fettered by anybody else. So, but you have to go through this process. Now, I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a timeline on this. I'm going to kind of give you, gosh, maybe even a year on this. I'm tempted to just go with like 11 months, 9 months, but really, maybe even a full year. So next year around this time, you're going to start to really come out of who you come out of this solitude, this meditative state of life. This doesn't mean you abandon your job or you abandon your friends or any of that stuff, but maybe it does. Get yourself to that ground zero. Get yourself to who you truly are. Simplify your life down to only your voice, only you talking to you. And I think that in a year from now, you're just going to feel so much lighter, so much better. It's a remarkable little reading here because it really charts the course. Give it 9 months at least, and then start to move forward, all right? That's what I got for you tonight, Jules. All right?
Jules, good luck to you. It's never fun to go through, but like Jeff says, onward and upward, and you've got a great future ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next caller is going to be coming from Tiffany. Tiffany, you are now live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
For me, I guess, how about what's coming to me? Or I forget the question. What's the cards have for me?
What's in the cards for you? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah.
All right. It's a hard question. It's easy to forget, right? Well, Tiffany, let me tell you. First of all, your very first card is the Ace of Pentacles. I'm going to kind of ask if you're looking at a new job, if you're starting a new job at this point in time, because that's a really interesting card for you to come up for you at this moment in time. It represents a change in your physical life. It might represent a geographical movement on your part as well. You might be moving from one place to another, but I get much more of a sense of a different different source of income. So it might be another job, or it might be that you add some another source of income to your line, to your income, to that cash flow. I think that's interesting for you. The second card you get is the Four of Pentacles. Pentacles, again, they look like coins when they're painted on the cards. And so we're always tempted to read money into pentacles. I don't always do that. I try to get away from that. But for you, I really have a strong sense of this. And I think that what's going to happen is as you add a new stream of income, your situation, your financial situation is going to start to really stabilize. And that's what that Four of Pentacles represents, is that stabilization. However, it doesn't represent that you are going to win the lottery, even a small prize, necessarily. You might, but that's not what we're talking about here. It represents that this comes from your efforts, from your work. And so it's your money that you've earned. And so examine that a little bit. If you're looking to change jobs, or if you're thinking you might not be as efficient, I mean, if the job that you're in isn't satisfying you, start to look around, because I think there's some energy about you right now that will allow you to shift positions pretty easily. But again, be easy after you put the effort in, okay? Now, your third card for tonight, Tiffany, is the Five of Swords. Swords are about your thinking. This is what goes on inside your head. The fives, these are about change. These are about changing your mind. So changing the way you think. And all of this goes together for me. And what I see here is you changing your mind about your life, changing your mind about your value. In other words, when we say that, when we use the word reevaluate, we're looking at how we valued ourselves in the past, and we're reevaluating. We're raising the value. We're saying we are worth more. Hopefully, we're saying that. Sometimes we reevaluate and we feel like we're worth less, and I don't like that because then we're worthless, right? Because that's the word worth less. Is the two words worth and less. So I think you're worth more. I think your value is increasing. I think you need to go back and reevaluate yourself. Think about who you are now. Now, this is similar to what we were talking about earlier with the caller that was going through the divorce. Think about who you are now. Reevaluate your skills, your skill set. Maybe there's something that you need to learn. Because that's also about what the Five of Swords is. It could be about. It's about, in some senses, I say it's tests or possibly conflict. Well, tests can also be the result of education. So if you're thinking about new education, if you're thinking about learning something, a different type of training, all of these things, this is a very strong reading for you in the sense that you're in a moment where change is very, very possible for you. And good change, stabilizing change. So that's what I've got for you tonight, Tiffany. Is that does that work for you?
Yeah, that works. I want to provide you confirmation. So I am looking for a new job, and I have been applying, and I'm waiting. And with the education, I am studying to obtain certification.
Okay. So there you go. Can we ask what your field is?
It's pharmacy.
Pharmacy? Okay.
Yeah, but I have my degree already. I'm getting a certification for a specialty.
Okay. All right. So I just drew because you shared so well tonight. What I wanted to do is I wanted to give one more card to you, and so you started with the Ace of Pentacles. You're finishing up with the Ace of Cups here. So starting this new position, you're going to have your heart's desire. That cups, it's going to be an emotionally fulfilling situation for you. I think you're going to be very happy with the position that you finally do assume, that you finally do take. That Ace of Cups matching with that Ace of Pentacles, bookending this reading really, really nicely. I think you've got a good career ahead of you. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a great reading for Tiffany there. Cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that.
Okay,
let's see. Our next caller is going to be Michelle. Michelle, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hello, thank you. I wanted to say that I love the analogy that you had for divorce. That is so true. I'm going through it myself, and that's how I kind of came into realizing that I needed to do it. So I really like everything that you've said about that, and that you changed it in ceremonies, because that makes a lot of sense. And my question for you is, I actually am applying and looking for a second job, so I'm wondering what month do you see me actually acquiring that?
Both
jobs together.
All right. Well, let's take a look here and see what we've got going on. And what month, she wants to know. That's an interesting question, and In a three card reading, it's a little difficult to zero in specifically on a month. Okay, I'm sorry. Could I get your name again?
Sure, it's Michelle.
Michelle, thank you very much. First of all, the Strength card comes up. This is a major arcana. It's about your personal power. It's about your physical attributes. It's about your abilities, and it represents you as a very strong person. So I want you to understand that about yourself, first of all. I think that you it's not so much that you come on strong. It's that you are strong inside of you, and perhaps you need to let your true strength shine out a little bit. And I think that that's really going to be the edge that brings this situation to you sooner. Now, you say you've applied for some positions. Is there something specific that you're expecting to get?
Well, actually, out of any of the ones that I've applied for, I'm expecting to get, you know, one of them. But
okay.
Knowing that, I don't know, it's coming up, like, you know, with Christmas and everything.
Right.
And so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're really feeling the time crunch is what you're feeling. And what I kind of want you to do is back off of that and kind of make a decision as to which position you're really, really interested in. I mean, sometimes I worked retail in the past. I've done a lot of hiring. I've done HR management a little bit. And a lot of times
get
people.
Like that. Just
well,
with these positions, they're the ones that I can ask. We have with my first job because mm-hmm. I'm keeping that one. And so these are like where I'm able to keep the schedule, you know. That's why I've applied to these. But it's nothing like retail or anything like that.
No,
it's
what helpful. I was saying was when I would do the hiring for people, one of the things that I was looking for was somebody that wanted to work at my store. It wasn't, you know, because you get a lot of people come in and they just want a job. And they could work at McDonald's, or they could work at Taco Bell, or they'll take anything because they just want a job. What I was looking for was somebody that wanted to work at my bookstore or at my factory that I was working at. So what I want you to do is I kind of want you to look at the positions that you're looking at and decide which one you want and aim for that one in particular. Show your strength. Because that's going to bring this to you a little bit faster. Now, your other two cards here tonight, Michelle, are the 7 and the 9 of Cups. So I'm not getting a real accurate time frame here as to what month you're going to get something. It's a very specific question for a short reading. But I will say this, the 7s and 9s, they're both odd numbers, so I'm looking at, you know, we're in the 10th month now, October, right? I'm looking at the 11th month. If I were to press this reading just a little bit, that's kind of what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the odd month. I'm going to give you the November month. Now, again, so much of this is about where you want to direct your heart, because that's what the cups are all about. The 7 and 9 of cups are about your heart's desire. 7s represent a little soul searching, so that's what it's going to take on your part. But the 9s represent conclusion, fulfillment. And so that's how I kind of see this. I see you focusing on something more specific. Don't be too desperate. Don't be too needy. Show your strength, because that strength card comes up. That's an important card for you. You're a strong person. Show them, and if they haven't contacted you yet, go back and talk to them. Say, hey, listen, I was in for that interview the other day, and I really enjoyed you, and I really enjoy the store. I'm just wondering if you've made a decision yet, or if there's a, you know, what's going on? Can we talk for just a minute? And then keep it short. Keep it short and brief. Then you're in front of them again, and then you have made an impression, a good impression, something positive, and they go, wow, that person came back in. They're really interested. I can't tell you how many times I hired somebody because they came back in and asked me about the position a second time. So look for this in November, but I'm going to tell you, we've got some time here in October, and use it to your benefit. Figure out which one exactly you want and go for that one. Pick
okay.
one. All right?
I can do that. Thank you.
Michelle, good luck to you.
I know you can. That strength card comes up. You're a strong person, Michelle.
Would you call back and let us know how it goes, Michelle?
Sure, definitely I will.
Right
really
on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye.
Okay, so thanks to Michelle. We want to hear a great job report back next week.
Yeah.
And our next caller is going to be Stacy. Stacy, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So what's your question tonight?
My question is career. I have a lot going on. And I just at a crossroads, and I don't know which direction to go to.
Okay. All right. Stuck.
Literally.
Well, okay. Cards are interesting for you tonight.
I bet they
because
are.
it's odd because it's not really giving me a lot about your career here. Or maybe it is, and I just haven't picked up on it yet. So let me just go through the cards here and see what we sense about your career. Because your very first card is a major arcana. It's the one that almost everybody likes to see come up, especially if they're talking about romance, because it's the lover's card.
Oh, God.
Now, this doesn't have anything to do with career, it seems like, because it's two women, or it's two people, a man and a woman, and they're being blessed by an angel in the sky, and it looks like Adam and Eve in the garden, and there's a snake behind the woman.
I'm trying to run from that.
Yeah, so it's kind of, how do we get from that to career? Well, let me tell you. Because the lover's card, it is about love, and it is about romance at different points in time, but it's also about equal partnerships. It's about a balanced relationship. It's about the potential for a relationship. So now that shifts it, doesn't it? That shifts it from just being romance to being about relationships and business as well. And so I think that what you're looking for is a strong business partner, not so much somebody that you can work for.
Amen. Yes.
Right? Somebody that you can work with. And so what I want you to do is I want you to clarify that thought, clarify that emotion inside of yourself and say, this is what I want. Now, we're doing some manifesting talk tonight with everybody, pretty much. I think that what you're looking at is You kind of indicated at the beginning that you're a little bit all over the map, that there's a lot of stuff going on, that you're going this and this and this. You know, what happens sometimes is, let me give you an illustration about a ship at sea. Sometimes the storm is coming, it's not there yet, but it's blowing, and you got blowing winds, and you got choppy seas, and you really got to pay attention to where you want to go. You really got to focus on a goal and steer in that direction, and you got to constantly be doing course corrections. My sense is that you're in a little bit of that moment where it's not really a storm, but there's a storm out there someplace, and you can feel the effects of it. You can feel the choppiness of the water. You can feel the roughening seas, as it were, and the darting winds. Now, the King of Swords comes up for you next. This is an interesting card to come up as well, because this is about a very strong yang energy. We oftentimes say yin and yang is female and male, yin being female, yang being male. That's not entirely true, but in this case, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to say that there's a strong man or a strong yang presence in your life, and I really think it's a male.
I wonder where he is.
Pardon me?
I wonder where he is. The ones that are around are yin yin.
Yin yin. Maybe what this card is indicating is you're the one who's the strong person, or you're the one that should exercise. Okay, now that makes your life a little harder, because as enlightened as we are in the 21st century, as much as we've kind of broken so many of the glass ceilings, it still exists. It still exists in big pieces here and there. Now, I think that there is someone coming towards you, or you're coming towards someone who has the same strength that you do, and I think it's going to be a strong male. Is it going to be a business relationship first and foremost? Yeah, I think it kind of will be. But I think there's going to be a little jazz going on there too, okay? And I want you to be a little cautious about this, because that lover's card can be a warning. And the reason I say there's going to be this little jazz going on is because your third card tonight is the Ace of Cups. That Ace of Cups comes up, and that indicates new emotions, all right? It represents the beginning of something, existing potential, beginnings. Oh, boy. You know, they used to say, don't dip your pen in the company ink, you know, and and so to have that kind of partnership of business and then to also get romantically involved, that can be really, really tricky. Some people can pull that off. Some people can really make it work for them. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a full-blown romance. It can just be an emotional attachment to one another, a friendship, a companionship. And I think that's what you're looking for. I think that's what you should be aiming at, and I think that that's what's approaching you now. You're going to go through some stuff here, but you're the strong person, and you can do this. You know how to handle this. What I'd like to see you do is I'd like to see you focus. Now, earlier we talked about making lists, priorities. I want you to do that. I want you to start to make some priority listing. I want you to start to say to yourself, this is what I want. And just make some lists and just go crazy with them and just do, you know, just do crazy lists at first until you start to boil them down, because I think you've got a lot of chaotic energy going on inside of your head right now. I think you're thinking about it too much and you're not as much in your heart. What do you want? What's your heart's desire? And that's what you got to start to boil down and then focus that energy, because you're a strong young person and you don't need a lot of that yin stuff around you to hold you. It's not really holding you back, right? It's just not helping you move forward.
It's not. I'm not moving forward. It's like it's. I'm moving, but with the grip I need from the other person, it's not there.
Yeah.
And I need a balance.
Yeah.
And I can't deal with the weakling.
Yeah.
And then when the going gets tough, they fly away. And I'm there holding the bag, you know?
Okay. Yeah. It's time for change. It's time for you to make the priority. It's time for you. Here's what I say about change. The only constant in the world, in the universe, is change. Everything's always changing. There's no other constant at all except that. The best way to cope with change is to be a part of it. The best way to be a part of it is to instigate it now. Are you an instigator? Are you comfortable in that role? Because I'd like you to get comfortable in that role to a degree. Instigate change in your life. Start to make your life better by intention. And if somebody else isn't pulling their weight, then dig in, grab it all, and carry it off with you. And just be who you are. Just take charge of the whole ship. Somebody out there wants to help you, but they're not going to come in if they think that there's other people around. And so you got to let these other people go. You got to dig in and do a lot of hard work first, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
100%, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stacy?
You're going to be okay with this, Stacy. You're going to do fine. You just... Like I say, focus. Focus is your big thing right now. But that lover's card comes up, that equal partnership, that close relationship, that companionship, that bond, that's available to you. And when we see that lover's card come up, it's really one of the most powerful cards in the deck. And it doesn't come up all that often in my readings.
Mm-hmm.
So when it does, I like to pay attention to that. So, yeah, you've got a partnership available to you, something coming towards you. Focus yourself, prepare yourself, and you know, luck favors the prepared, we say. So, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good luck to you, Stacy.
Thank you,
Stacy. Keep us posted. Okay, let's see. We've got about 17 minutes left in the show. Let's see who we can help next. It looks like it's Patty Ann. Patty Ann, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patty Ann.
Hi, hello. I was wondering, I've got a couple things on my mind, but do you want to draw the cards first? I'm not quite sure how this works.
Well, what's on your mind?
I've got 14-year-old twins, boys. They're in ninth grade, and one is just flourishing, and the other one is really giving me some hardship. He's not doing very well. We got a letter from the vice principal saying that they might transfer him to a different school, and I fought real hard for them to get into this school. And right now my husband lives in L.A., and he only gets to come home twice a month. And I'm kind of on my own.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling overwhelmed because I've taken away everything I possibly can, computer, phone, everything. I've even threatened military school. And he's a good kid. He's not into drugs. He's not into any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he simply says, Mom, I'm just lazy. And I'm just, I kind of get it, but I don't, you know? And I don't know what I can do, what the cards can take me to do to make the situation better. Because, like I said, I'm on my own right now for the next year. And it's hard, you know?
It is hard. It's a very, very difficult situation. It is, and it's one that I see repeated a lot. Now, Patty Ann, I'm not going to be able to give you a lot of in-depth counsel on this in our short time here today. I'm looking at the cards, but what I want to talk to you about specifically is types of people. And your son is a type of person. Now, he says he's just lazy, and that's, well, this is Rated G Radio, so I can't use the word, the full word that I want to use, but the first part of it is bull. So he's absolutely not lazy. He's absolutely not lazy. He's unmotivated is what he is. And the expectation of other people weighs him down. Given a different venue, he probably is an amazingly bright person, an amazingly keen learner.
Yes, he was in GT, gifted and talented, by the fourth grade.
Yeah.
And he kind of dropped off.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the problem because gifted and talented doesn't test well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look. You're talking to a guy who also didn't test well in school. You know, my school record is fairly abysmal on a number of levels, but. It wasn't because I was dumb. It wasn't because I was lazy. It was because they were asking me to read stuff that I'd already read. They'd asked me to do stuff that I just couldn't see a purpose for it. I mean, honestly, you know, I still have yet to use geometry or calculus, right?
You're cracking me up, dude. You sound just like my son.
So, what's the reason? If there's a reason for me to know something, then I'm all on it. And so I sympathize with your son. Empathize with him on this score. Now, shifting into a different school, a change of geography isn't the answer if you're the problem, right? So, and the other thing is, you got to kind of stop viewing him as the problem. He is who he is, and that's what you got to remember about it. You can't change the core person. The karmic entity that he is stronger than you can probably imagine. It's just giving him the space to be that person, and it's hard. It's really hard because we are in such a regimented society still. To this day, we are still in this amazingly regimented society. And I was talking to some teachers not too long ago about this core curriculum situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, wow, gifted people are never going to thrive in that. It's just this constant pressure to be at the same level as everybody else, and it's ridiculous. Now, what you might want to do is you might want to look into something like a Montessori school or something along that line. They're going to give him a completely different opportunity. But again, you got to kind of do your homework on this, okay? What I see in the cards, Patty Ann, I'm going to give these cards to you really fast. The Eight of Cups comes up, the Page of Pentacles comes up, and the Ten of Wands comes up. Now, I'm going to explain those really quickly. Eights are about stability, but they're also about being stuck. And so here's your son. He's stuck. The Cups are about your heart's desire. He's got things in his heart. He has passion, but he's stuck because he's not being allowed to express it. He's being asked to do things that he doesn't understand the reason. Why should I do that? That's his question all the time. And he may not realize that that's his question, but seriously, it always boils down to that. In my experience, it always boils down to, why do I have to do this? It makes no sense. It makes no difference, right? Now, the Page of Pentacles. Pentacles, these are your physical things, the physical world around you. And really, as I pulled these cards, I was thinking about him. Page is about it's innocence. It's being a novice, but it's also being a disciple. It's also being receiving messages, learning. When I say page, I think of a literal page of a book. And so there are things that he likes to read. There are things that
he
does.
He loves to read.
Yeah,
and
so what is his core interest? rather than a core curriculum that he's forced to do, what's his core interest? What does he want to be when he grows up? It's a tough question. I mean, how many of us graduated college and still work in a field that we began in happily? Because all too often, you know, if you come out with a degree in marine biology at age 22, what do you want to do when you're 44? Do you still want to be a marine biologist because you're taking advice from yourself when you were 18 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Would you take advice from an 18-year-old right now, Patty Ann?
Oh,
not
heck
because
no,
yeah, no not at
no.
all. Yeah. So the pressure for these children to decide what they want to be when they grow up, it's just ridiculous. Why would we even, you know, I'm approaching my sixth decade here on this planet, and I'm having a great time, and I still haven't decided what I want to do for a living. I just keep going forward, and I just follow my heart's desire, and it just works, and it works, and works. And so what is his heart's desire? Now, the cups show a figure walking away from the cups. It's nighttime. This is him. This is how he feels, the Eight of Cups. He feels dark. He feels like he's alone. And, this is hard. He's going through a hard period of time. But the Page of Pentacles comes up, and this is a guy holding the pentacle up. He's looking at it. It's bright sunshine. He's well-dressed. He's happy. The Ten of Wands comes up, and that's your last card for tonight, Patty Ann. And the Ten of Wands is, tens are endings and beginnings. So something is coming to a conclusion. The fella in the pictured here, he's also walking away, just like the guy in the Eight of Cups card. He's walking away from the viewer. But the guy with the Ten of Wands, he's got all ten wands wrapped up. He's carrying them. He's got them off the ground. He's successfully gathered his energies together, and he's walking away towards something different.
Good.
Now, again, this is going to have to be a cooperative effort on your part with him. You can't make the in a way you have to make the decisions. In some way you might want to lead him, but really at age 14, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he needs to be allowed to make a lot of his own decisions. And I sense that, you know, here's the thing about you guys. I think that you are good parents. I think that you've got a lot of good experience about raising children and learning and education. But in a way, you've stepped back and you've become your parents.
Oh, yes.
and when they were so frustrated with you, you've got to go back and remember how you felt. And you've got to be able to communicate that. Now, a lot of times parents don't want their children to know about all the mistakes they made when they were their age. You know, be honest. You know, there was this one time I got stupidly drunk and I did some stupid stuff and I was in big trouble. Be honest about it. Kids love it. Kids nowadays, there's no illusions. They know everything. And so
right. We
can't hide. We were not angels as when we were in school, we were not angels, right, Betty Ann?
Thank God we did not have the internet back then. That's all I'm saying. You know?
You know?
I'd be all over God knows where.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It would have been a different world for me, too. So,
you've been
look.
So kind, Jeff, and I'm going to take that to heart. And when you hit on the monastery, I've now thought about that. And I think that's a good creative idea to go into.
It really is. My wife was a teacher at Montessori for a while. Her two sons went to Montessori for a while. These are bright, creative people who don't fit in with structure, and they're doing amazingly well as adults. They've just carved out a niche for themselves. They're doing amazingly well. Kids that are stuck in school systems, they're stuck. They're really stuck. So get your son unstuck. You know, and maybe even consider your other boy too. I mean, they're twins. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Wow. Are these your only two kids?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So
I'm 47 and my husband's 50. We were older parents, so
okay. You're doing a good job. My sense of it is that you're doing a really good job, and just okay. keep doing what you're doing. Give him some freedom, okay?
I will.
Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate it.
Patty Ann, have a great night. Keep us posted. And let's see. We're gonna try to get two calls in. It might just be one, but our next caller is going to be Shauna. Shauna, you're live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Shauna. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. So what's going on in your life?
Well, I'm so miserable at my current job. I started looking for something else. I'd like to know what you see coming up for me about that.
You're not just miserable. You're being kind here, and you're about to experience a change. You're being kind to your current job is what you're doing. When you say you're miserable. Your cards tonight. I'm sorry. Your name again?
Shauna.
Shauna, thank you very much. Your cards tonight. I'm laughing a little bit, but boy, this is not a happy reading. You have the Five of Wands. Now, fives indicate travel, movement, change, tests, possibly conflict. I'm going to say in your case, the conflict is already there. You are in a struggle every day to get up and go to this job. It's like it's draining all of your energy just to exist within this particular situation. Oh, we got to get you out of this, okay, Shauna? We have to get you to the point where you're not pouring all your energy into this situation to maintain it, but you're pouring your energy into yourself to shift it, to get out of the situation. Now, sometimes it's a matter of shifting perspective. In this case, I don't think that it's perspective at all. I think you need to move on. I think you need to start to gather your, you know, create your resume again. Go over it. Get a professional look at it. Start to talk to some agencies. Whatever it's going to take to get out of your current situation, I'll tell you why. Because your second card is a major arcana. Oh, and this one comes up even less often than the Lover's card. This one is the Death card. And so I'm laughing at you a little bit, Shauna. But that Death card comes up, and what it really means, it doesn't mean you're going to die, okay? It means an irrevocable change is going to happen. So no matter what you do, this job is going to come to some kind of a conclusion, and it's going to be an irrevocable change. What used to be is never going to be again as far as this question is concerned, as far as your career and your job. So, again, what I said to somebody earlier, change is the only constant. The best way to cope with change is to be a part of it. The best way to be a part of it is to instigate it. You're a little bit behind the curve on this energy, my friend. You need to get active on it soon. Your third card tonight is the Five of Pentacles. We started with the Five of Wands. We conclude with the Five of Pentacles. This is about travel, movement, change. The Pentacles is about money. It's about your physical presence, how you make your money, the things that you own, the energy that gets transferred from how your energy, your individual personal energy gets transferred into physical things like groceries and gasoline and automobile tires and rent, car payments, house payments, those kinds of things. And so I'll tell you what the pictures are here, Shauna. The first on the card, the Five of Wands, is five people fighting. And they've got these huge sticks, and they're all trying to whack each other with their stick. The second card, the Death card, is Death riding in on a white horse. And the thing about it is, the old king has died. That leaves room for a new king. That leaves room for a new ruler. And the sun is rising off to the side of the card. So the Death card ultimately is kind of a hopeful card when you look at it that way. But your third card, that Five of Pentacles, is a woman and a child. The child is on crutches. They're walking through the snow. They're walking past a well-lit stained glass window. And so it seems like they're walking towards some kind of shelter, but they're still outside. They're still out in the cold. Now, we don't want you to be out in the cold, okay? That's why I'm saying you really need to kind of grab hold of things and start to move forward. Now, I'm pulling a fourth card for you tonight, Shona, because I think that I don't like to do these deep, deep readings and be dark like this. Again, in a three-card, five-minute reading, it's very, very difficult to get to the depth that we really need. But this fourth card is the Six of Wands. Now, remember, we started with the Five of Wands. That Six of Wands shows that one of the people that was fighting is now triumphant. He's riding a white horse. He has his wand. On top of the wand is a cluster of leaves, a wreath, like a victory wreath. And he's also wearing a victory wreath on his head. Now, what this tells me is that the sooner you get active, the sooner you start to move forward on this, the sooner you're going to find that peace, that restabilization that the Six of Wands represents of your own personal energies. So, positive things, Shona. Positive self-talk, positive talk about your life, positive talk about your future. Those are the things you're going to need to focus on. Things like, I am worthy. I am worthy of a good job. I am worthy of a good pay. I am worthy of a fine house. I am worthy. And start with those words, I am worthy. And then start filling in the blank after that. And just say, I am worthy of a job that pays me twice as much as my current job. Things like that. And just begin to move yourself mentally and emotionally out of the position and start to look at what's available. Okay? Can you do that for us?
Oh, definitely. I've already started. You know, I put my resume out there. I contacted, you know, some people that I've known and said that, hey, I'm available. I'm looking. Yeah. You know, that type of thing. Because it's like you said, I just dread going there. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something better out there for you. And I just sometimes as I'm talking to people, I pull another card, and I just did. And you got the Seven of Pentacles. So you went 5, 6, and 7 here. So you're in good motion. The Seven of Pentacles representing that discipline that you're going to need in the job search. But keep going. You got to get out of where you're at because it's not serving you. It's not feeding you. It's not nourishing you. It's only a placeholder at this point in time. Okay.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you,
Shona. That was a great reading for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Jeff, normally I'd say it's time to wrap up, but do we possibly have time for one last caller?
You know what? What's the caller's name?
Ann.
Ann? You know, I love the name Ann, so yeah, we can take Ann's call.
Okay. Ann, you are our last caller. Thanks for being so patient and waiting tonight. You're on the air with Jeff.
Hi, Jeff, and thank you
Hi,
so much.
Ann.
Taking my phone call. Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I hope it won't take a long time. There is a gentleman. We went for a few dates with him, and I was wondering if this will continue or he's not interested in me. He feels we're not a good match. I haven't heard from him in the last 10 days. So
you haven't heard from him in 10 days? Okay.
Yes.
So, here's the cards that came up as you were talking, and they're pretty good cards in the situation. So that King of Pentacles is the very first card. That came up while you were talking about this gentleman. And so I think what you have there is a very strong person, probably financially balanced, probably has a good job or is retired from a good job, something along that line. I think this is a nice guy. But he has responsibilities, and so if he doesn't get back to you right away, it's not necessarily that he didn't like you. It's more that he has other things that are going on, and your relationship hasn't taken full priority in his life at this point in time. So I wouldn't worry too much about it if he hasn't gotten back to you yet, because I just think that he's a busy guy. I think that he's taking care of business at this point in time. He's the King of Pentacles. Your second card is a Major Arcana. That Major Arcana is an important card, and it's the one that we're going to pivot on tonight. It's the Temperance card. Temperance is about prudence. It's about self-control. It's also about planning ahead. And so for you as an individual, I want you to kind of balance out your emotions. Don't get too invested in somebody who's not too invested in you yet. Take your time, plan ahead, but don't plan too far ahead, all right? Because the gentleman that we're talking about tonight, he's a kind person in his own way, but he also doesn't have time for a lot of game playing. And so don't try to play him. Just be yourself, be who you are, and that'll work out. Now, your third card tonight is the Ten of Pentacles. Interesting card to come up because you started with the King of Pentacles. Again, tens represent endings and beginnings, a cycle that gets completed, so the fulfillment of something. And so I do kind of see him coming back around and giving you a call. It was interesting when you said that he, because I pulled this card, just as you were saying, you haven't talked to him in 10 days, I pulled this card, it's the Ten of Pentacles. So it may be indicating that there's another 10-day cycle that we have to go through, or you may get a call from them tomorrow. So, but it seems like you guys are kind of on the same page at this point in time. Don't push them too hard, and just be straight, be honest, no game playing, okay?
Okay.
And that's your best course right now from what I can see, all right?
Okay very
Anne,
good. And
good luck.
I think,
good luck
yes.
to you. And so, Jeff, that wraps up our show for tonight. Do we have a final card for the global audience tonight that might like to share? And while you're pulling that, just a quick reminder to everybody, make sure to like Jeff's Facebook fan page on Tarot Jeff. And if you'd like to schedule a reading with him after tonight's show, you can email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. The show page has the information on this very special exclusive rates that he provides to listeners here on Rated G Radio. So with that, Jeff.
Garrett, the whole world, all of our listeners tonight, they get this card. They get the Knight of Pentacles. We've had a lot of pentacles come up tonight, and so it is really about how we are in the world. The knights are about motion. So what we're looking to do with this card, the reference that I'm going to make, the advice I'm going to give everybody, is to move forward on your physical goals. What do you want physically to happen in your life? Do you want a new car? Do you want a new house? Do you want a new job? Start to move forward on those things, because this is a time of opportunity. It's really a time of planning. We're under a Mercury retrograde right now, and what that means astrologically is don't start anything new necessarily, but go back and reexamine the old dreams, look at the old plans. Maybe it's time to reorganize, rethink, reactivate some of the old things. So when Mercury comes out of retrograde and goes direct again, I think we've got a strong energy available to us. For this week, I would advise everybody, look at what your physical life is now and start to think of where do you want to go from here. Start to draw the map, the personal map of your life, okay?
That's a great one.
That's what I got.
There we go. So everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. Again, check out tarotjeff@gmail.com. Schedule an appointment with him. Remember, holidays are coming up, so bye. Bye for yourself or bye for your family, bye for your friends, whatever. But just bye. So Jeff, thanks for being on the show. I always love our time together.
Sure.
We get great callers that call in to talk to you, and it sounds like we might have a couple of regulars now too.
Yeah, sounds like it.
That's cool.
So,
right on.
I'm with him. So, all right, Garrett, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Keep on keeping on, everybody. We'll see you live tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.